This week, from GNC Week in Review, powered by Geek News Central. Samsung has announcements. OnePlus has announcements. Apple has a possible announcement, plus Paris sues Airbnb. Those are some of the tech news stories from this week, and it's Friday, February 15th, 2019. My name is Kirk Corliss, and this is episode 14 of the GNC Week in Review podcast, now part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode, and please be sure to subscribe to the podcast, where you can find on the right-hand side column at gncweekly.com, be it Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, your favorite podcast app on Android, or on Spotify, TuneIn, or Stitcher. Get connected with GNC WIR on Facebook and Twitter at GNC Weekly. Love to hear your comments, thoughts, want to say hi at gncweekly@gmail.com. All right, there's been a lot of tech news from this week, including a lot of Samsung news this week. That will come in moments. But first, leading off the tech news this week from geeknewscentral.com, the city of Paris is suing Airbnb for violating a French law that requires advertisements about short-term rentals to include a registration number. Under French law, homeowners in Paris can rent out their places on short-term rental platforms for up to $120 a year. Advertisements must include a registration number to help ensure properties are not rented out for longer. This law was passed in 2018. Now, Paris is suing Airbnb for publishing 1,000 legal rental advertisements. Those who break this law could be punished by fines of 12,500 euros per illegal posting. This means Airbnb could end up paying 12.5 million euros, which comes to $14.2 million US. Paris is absolutely serious about this, about the 2018 law. The mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, told the journal Du Marché newspaper, quote, the goal is to send a shot across the bows to get it over with, unauthorized rentals spoil some Parisian neighborhoods. It appears that Airbnb may have to pay the fine if it wants to continue its business in Paris. A spokeswoman for Airbnb told Reuters that the company implemented measures to help Paris users of its website comply with European rules. The spokeswoman said the rules in Paris were, quote, inefficient, disproportionate, and contravention of European rules. Now on to the Samsung news. Samsung revealed its entire lineup of 2019 QLED TVs. The company is offering a range of both 8K and 4K TVs, plus updated version of the frame and surf sets, which are more focused on design and blending with home decor than on picture quality alone. The 2019 is going bigger across the board. Samsung is offering both 75-inch and 82-inch versions of every model in the Q series. The 8K Q9000 goes even larger with an 85-inch set and a monstrous, 98-inch TV at the top, and get ready to open the wallet. The Q900 8K 85-inch is $15,000, 82-inch $10,000, 75-inch $7,000, 65-inch $5,000. For the Q90R 4K, the 65-inch is $3,500. The Q70R 4K 65-inch, $2,200. And the Q60R 4K 65-inch, $1,800. And the 55-inch will be $1,200. Also, Samsung is officially announcing its foldable phone, rumored to be called the Galaxy X at its pre-Mobile World Congress Unpacked event on February 20th, along with the Galaxy S10 line. The event will be held in San Francisco. A teaser video posted on Monday by the company confirms that we'll see the bending new flagship that day. A variation on its original S10 marketing teaser, the new video posted on the Samsung The official Samsung YouTube channel bears the tagline, quote, "The future unfolds," in both Korean and English. Also, Samsung has opened up reservations for the Galaxy S10 a week ahead of the event. If you're quick to sign up, you'll have early access to pre-ordering and could have your new phone by March 8th, the company said. Samsung also says its trade-in system could save you up to $550. A reservation will also net you $50 in instant credit for accessories. In terms of colors, you'll be able to likely be able to choose between options known as Prism White, Prism Green, Prism Black, Luxurious Ceramic Black, Luxurious Ceramic White, and Canary Yellow. I'll have a link up in the show notes on you can check out on if you wish to sign up for a pre-order. Now, while the S10 is on its way, the Samsung Galaxy S9 is on sale with both Sprint and Verizon offering deals right now, which can help you get the phone at a discount. Sprint customers can get the S9 on an 18-month lease for only $5 monthly. You must have approved credit and start a new line of service to get this deal. It even includes Galaxy Forever access, which will let you upgrade to the newest Galaxy device anytime after first 12 lease payments. Shipping is free. Excuse me one second. Meanwhile, Verizon customers have a much different deal to consider. Right now, you can get a free Samsung Galaxy S9 device with a purchase of another at full price. Or Verizon will also let you score $800 off the Note 9 or S9 Plus devices with this deal. You are required to open up a new line of service to save on a second phone. Links for the S9 from Sprint and Verizon is in the show notes via androidcentral.com. Now, with the S10 launch event on February 20th, and if you live in California, New York, or Texas, the Samsung is coming to a mall near you. Samsung said yesterday it plans to open 3 Samsung Experience stores, the first at the locations, the Americana at Brand in Los Angeles, Roosevelt Field on Long Island in Garden City, New York, and the Gallery in Houston. The new mall stores will actually have products you can buy, including Galaxy smartphones, tablets, and wearables, TVs, and smart thing devices. The stores will also feature displays to give you hands-on time with new products, as well as demos from Samsung's experts. And you can receive customer support and assistance, including walk-in repair for your Samsung mobile devices. And finally, wrapping up on the Samsung news this week, they also announced the Galaxy Tab S5e. It's a 10.5-inch Super AMOLED device with a 16:10 aspect ratio and a 2560 by 1600 resolution. Also an octa-core Snapdragon 670. Samsung is promising 14.5 hours of battery life. Also comes with a 13 megapixel back and an 8 megapixel front facing camera capable of shooting 4K videos at 30 frames per second. It will cost $399 for the 4GB or 64GB variant and will launch in the second quarter of 2019 in black, gray, or limited edition gold colorways also will be colorways on Samsung website and at major retailers. Also, cellular models will follow later, the Wi-Fi versions later this year. OnePlus News brings us when they're ready to show off their 5G hardware after months of talking about it. The phone maker will have a presence at Qualcomm's booth during Mobile World Congress, which is February 25th through the February 28th. And it plans to feature a 5G quote-unquote prototype. It will give attendees a chance to connect and communicate with the community using the next-gen wireless tech and will demo the possibilities for quote-unquote 5G gaming. And according to a report from research analyst IDC, OnePlus was one of the top five high-end smartphone brands in the United States during Q4 2018. Commenting on news, OnePlus CEO Pete Lau said, "It's been over 5 years since we launched our first phone in the U.S. initially as an online offering. We're proud of how far we've come and even more excited about the future ahead." Back in December, Lau previously noted that sales of the OnePlus 6T in the U.S. has increased by 249% compared to the OnePlus 6, so congrats to OnePlus. Apple has not shared when this year's Worldwide Developers Conference, or better known as WWDC, is taking place. But rumor has it has an event slated for June 3rd through 7th in San Jose, California. WWDC has been held during the same week of June for the last few years. Last year, it was held June 4th to 8th at St. Jose's McInerney Convention Center. And Mac Rumors reports that a quote, large annual event of some kind, unquote, is taking place at the convention center that same week this year. Mac Rumors also pointed to a 2019 event calendar from the city of San Jose Office of Cultural Affairs, listing Apple's WWDC quote unquote bash on June 6th. The event was previously called, quote, Team San Jose 2019 at WWDC, and the organization listed was, quote unquote, Apple, the report says. But the calendar has since removed mention of WWDC and Apple. So stay tuned if WWDC is going to be held in the first week of June or not. A group of Democratic senators wrote to officials at the Federal Communication Commission, and the Department of Justice asking they strike down a proposed merger deal between T-Mobile and Sprint. Senator Richard Blumenthal led 8 of his colleagues in the letters, which are addressed to FCC Chairman Ajit Pai and DOJ Antitrust Chief Mekhan Delarim. The senators wrote, quote, "Our enforcement officials are the last line of defense preventing reconsolidation of our telecommunications markets at the expense of American consumers. We urge you to act to prevent this dangerous merger from proceeding." They also added, quote, the senators also added, continuing, quote, "We are deeply concerned that the merger of Sprint and T-Mobile in particular will eliminate competition that has been shown to benefit consumers and stifle the emergence of new carriers. Executives from both T-Mobile and Sprint have said that the merger would help them deploy 5G wireless networks at a faster rate and would in time, drive down consumer price plans." In their letter, the senators argued that this just wasn't the case. Verizon is facing a lawsuit from the Pennsylvania Attorney General after customers accused the company of failing to let them redeem a promotional offer for a free Amazon Echo. According to the suit, which was brought against the company this week by current Attorney General Josh Shapiro, the company offered prospective customers a free Echo and in some cases an Amazon Prime membership if they signed up for a 2-year contract. Verizon sent an email to customers where they can redeem the offer after signing it into a Verizon account, but after logging in, they were not redirected to a site where they could then claim the promotion, according to the complaint. Customers in some cases allegedly couldn't redeem the offer for more than a month after the company was notified. In the meantime, according to the complaint, the company continued to promote the deal. The Attorney General says the company's actions are a violation of consumer protection law and is asking a court to order a monetary penalty against Verizon. In a statement, a Verizon spokesman said they have fixed the issue for the customers who were affected. The spokesperson says, quote, "We are frankly surprised by a lawsuit. We have been engaged in a productive dialogue with the Attorney General's office. We had a few technical issues with this promotion, but we have worked hard to address all the issues that we know about. Lawsuit or no lawsuit, we will do right by our customers." On episode four, trending on YouTube in the top 10 from the week ending on December 1st, 2018, was Ariana Grande, I believe it was in the top five in millions of views with a music video. Thank you. Well, the song is breaking streaming records as well. Her album, Thank You, next set two new records on Apple Music when it debuted last Friday. The most first-day streams of a pop album and the most first-day streams of a female artist. And trending this week on GNCWIR over Google Trends, Alicia Keys at 500,000 searches. On Twitter, trending at number five, Kaepernick with 94.4 thousand retweets. Tweets. And on YouTube with 5.1 million views, number two, Cardi B and Bruno Mars, Please Me. It's audio only and there's no video. Over on TechHive.com, the best TV antennas for cord cutters, and I apologize for hitting the mic. I'll have a link up in the show notes on the best indoor TV antenna, the best roof mount TV antenna, the best best attic outdoor TV antenna, and the reviews, etc. And I'll have a link up in the show notes so you can check that out. Also, and I'm just waiting for, okay. All right, now if you turn on your Vizio TV right now, you may see a strange message telling you that quote unquote you could get money from a class action settlement. That's because Vizio has settled a $17 million lawsuit for allegedly spying on what you've been watching, and it's been telling you how to get your money by controlling your TV. It's a feature that's been spotted in development last September. Last year, Vizio settled the lawsuit portion for $17 million, and that's where the payout's coming from. After subtracting legal fees and dividing the remaining money by the 16 million customers who used their Vizio TVs during the affected time frame, most customers won't be seeing a tremendous windfall. But at an estimated $13 and $31, it should be enough for a month worth of Netflix, if nothing else. If you purchase a Vizio TV between February 1st, 2014 and February 6, 2017, I'll link up in the show notes where you can visit the link to complete the online paperwork. You must do it before April 29th of this year, 2019. As part of the settlement, Vizio already promised to delete any viewing data it collected before February 6, 2017. It also said it will change the output language to, quote, accept decline rather than, quote, / settings, so that users could more clearly to have their data tracked if the clearly decline, excuse me, to have their data tracked if desired. Here's a few how-to tech news this week over on makeuseof.com. There's seven news apps for free, and there's Google News, Microsoft News, Flipboard, News 360, Feedly, Apple News, which is only on iOS, and Smart News. I love Flipboard. I've used that from time to time. It's very cool to have. Feedly, ironically, it's a great app also. Just to give you a little bit of behind the scenes, I use Feedly for all the news, pull any tech news of the week. And I also use Feedly, full disclosure, also the producer for GeekNewsCentral.com podcast. And I use Feedly as well to pull the stories of the tech news from this week. Also, on makeuseof.com, three ways to send and check SMS messages from your PC. Also, there is iMessage for iOS and Mac. There's Google Voice. and Android messages, and I'll have a link have a link in the show notes on the rest of the options that are available on checking SMS messages SMS messages, and I'm so tongue-tied. And also, finally, wrapping up the how-to tech this week, there's a link I'll have in the show notes on how to stop spam on your landline phone. And there's a lot of people that still have a landline. There's, I know, a majority of people have smartphones, and there's different tools available on how to block spam. But there's surprisingly, there is some tools that are available where you can flag spam calls, and I'll have a link up in the show notes on how to block spam calls for your landline. All right, moving on to other tech news of the week. Walmart's same-day grocery delivery service has hit a snag. They partnered with Google-backed logistics company Deliv to get orders to consumers' front doors, but the two companies are parting ways after Deliv served Walmart with a termination notice, according to Reuters. Deliv was one of Walmart's earliest partners for same-day delivery, operating programs in Miami and San Jose. The courier backed the deal once it became clear that Walmart hadn't quite figured out the logistics of filling orders. Reuters reported that Deliv drivers often had to wait 40 minutes or longer to receive a customer's order. Walmart prioritized its in-store customers over delivery requests and struggled to process the orders fast enough. In other shopping news, we all heard of Amazon.com and a plethora of other shopping websites. But however, have you ever heard of Wish.com? To be honest, I have it, and MakeUseOf.com has a full review of the site, and I'll have a link up in the show notes. And finally, this week, the U.S. Copyright Office is skeptical about Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's actor Alfonso Ribera's ownership claim over his signature Carlton dance, which became famous after a 1991 episode of the Will Smith series. Yes, you heard right. Alfonso Ribera wants to copyright the Carlton dance. In correspondence last month that was surfaced on Wednesday, in California federal court, Saskia Florence, a supervisor registration specialist in the office's performing arts division, told Ribera's attorney that registration must be refused because his claimed quote-unquote choreographic work was a quote-unquote simple dance routine. She wrote, quote, "The dancer sways their hips as they step from side to side while swinging their arms in an exaggerated manner. In the second dance step, the dancer takes two steps to each side while opening and closing their legs and their arms in unison. In the final step, the dancer's feet are still, and they lower one hand from above their head to the middle of their chest while fluttering their fingers. The combination of these three dance steps is a simple routine that is not registrable as a choreographic work." Take-Two Interactive, publisher of the game NBA 2K, is now seizing upon the refusal in support of the argument that movements from the Carlton dance are not protectable. Ribeiro is suing Take-Two, as well as the publisher Fortnite, over special features that allow game players to have their avatars perform the dance. Ribeiro, quote, admits to creating the alleged dance for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air series, but did not try to register that dance with the Copyright Office, presumably because he knows that he does not own the quote-unquote copyright, states the motion. The motion says, "The copyright notice for the episode in which it first appeared lists solely National Broadcasting Inc. Thus, plaintiff's copyright claims fall as his allegation that the dance was created for an episode owned by NBC means that he has not plausibly alleged ownership of valid copyright." Now, this begs two questions. One, why? on so many levels? Why? And two, can you really copyright a dance? What about the money? What about the Running Man? Can you copyright that dance or the twist? Can you copyright that? Incredible. And that is the week of tech news for Friday, February 15th, 2019. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode. Please subscribe. Please be sure to subscribe to GNCWIR on your favorite app so you do not miss another episode of the GNC Week in Review podcast. Till next time, I will talk to you all soon.